Temperatures may hit the 80s on this last day of summer. Soon, leaves across the region will change and produce those extraordinary colors. And in some parts of New York State, they already are doing that. Jim Salgi is a meteorologist. He's been covering fall foliage for more than a decade for Yankee Magazine. He joins us now to talk about what to expect this season. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with a prediction. What are you expecting for this year's fall foliage?
Well, we are expecting a pretty good year across a lot of the areas that people leave the cities to go leaf peep in. The Adirondacks, the Catskills, the Poconos, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire are all looking great. The story has been the drought along the coast this year, and drought isn't necessarily a bad thing for fall foliage, but it makes things brief. It can make things really bright. But it hasn't been all that dry in the northern and western tier, so we're expecting a really good season.
Now, as we mentioned, leaves are already starting to turn in some areas. In parts of the Catskills, for example, it's been happening since August. Why is it happening so early?
Yep. So it was abnormally dry through July and August in a lot of the upstate New York areas. And when things are dry, things get stressed, especially trees like red maples, which don't handle drought very well. So they start to lose some of their chlorophyll, and they start to produce red pigments called anthocyanins that can kind of protect the leaves in and through the stress of a long dry period. So we're seeing some stress color coming in, but we're also seeing some of the typical color coming into the Adirondacks. There's places in the interior Adirondacks that are already at 15-20% turned.
Is any of that cause for concern for you when you start talking about the extreme heat and the drought and the impact you can witness right there on the trees?
Yeah, I think a lot of the coastal cities are going to have a hard time with foliage this year. We are seeing some early browning rather than some stress turning. It's just been so extremely dry outside of Boston, parts of Connecticut, Rhode Island. Even the lower Hudson Valley has been really dry. So we're not sure how consistent the color is going to be in those areas. We're really thinking a good year is going to be beyond those areas in the traditional foliage areas in the mountains, though.
A lot of people in the region, when they go from this spot to that spot, and maybe from Connecticut to New York or New York to New Jersey, they're always comparing what they see when it comes to the fall foliage. Where do you expect to find the best views this season?
Yeah, it's kind of a fun game to play. I mean, even on a micro scale, picking favorite trees when we're out leaf peeping is something I always do with my kids. On a wider scale, I think the Adirondacks are going to nail it this year. I think northern Vermont's going to nail it. There's some complications in some areas from the spongy moth. Some areas were defoliated pretty hard. But you can drive through those and find great color. And it honestly adds a little adventure to the journey just to do that comparison, like you said. So I think the Adirondacks are going to be great.
Now, here in New York City, the leaves change colors a little later than upstate. Is that because we're farther south? And the same thing with parts of Jersey as well. Are they impacted in the same way?
Yeah, they are. The main driver for fall foliage is the changing light, but temperature has a lot to do with when these colors really kickstart. The Adirondacks are going to see freezing temperatures Friday night, and that's really going to kickstart the colors, whereas New York City usually doesn't see a first frost until November, and peak colors may not show up until late October or November in the city itself.
Now, what kind of tips do you have for us, for listeners who'd like to plan a trip to go somewhere to see the fall foliage?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do is to do research and plan ahead. A lot of these areas in fall are very popular, and tourist bookings, hotels, and campgrounds can really book early. So pick an area you want to explore, really learn about it, and book up early.
Now, I'm curious. You talked about all the fall foliage in around this area, but where do you go for the best views?
Yep. So I grew up in New Jersey, and I used to go over to Sussex County in the Poconos. And leaf peeping is more about the fall activities that you do with the backdrop of the fall foliage, the corn mazes, the apple picking, the farms, the pumpkin patches, and of course, pumpkin spice is having a renaissance. So I used to go there. I'm living in New England now, working for Yankee Magazine, and I'm going to be spending this weekend up in the Northern White Mountains, paddling and enjoying the views.
Jim Salgi is a meteorologist and a fall foliage expert for Yankee Magazine. We've been speaking with him about the impact of this summer's extreme weather on fall foliage. Jim, a pleasure having you on this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.